Track 2.13.
How did you become a restaurant critic?
Well, I've been working for newspapers for more than 20 years. I started out as a journalist when I was 23, and I've worked for several newspapers since then, including this one. Then, when the last restaurant critic retired, I was asked to take his place, and I've been doing it for the last 13 years.
How can you do this job and stay so slim?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I eat out 2 or 3 times a week. But as a matter of fact, to write about a restaurant and its cuisine, I need to taste the food, but I don't need to clean my plate. When I'm covering a restaurant, I always take 3 friends with me. Everyone has to order a different dish, so then I taste about 2 bites of everything on their plates, and then I eat the same amount of food on my plate. Then I stop eating. And that's not just so that I stay slim, it's so that I can remember all the different flavors.
Do you take notes?
No, I don't write anything down because I don't want to draw attention to myself. So while I'm eating, I'm making mental notes about the restaurant. How does the room look? Is the lighting too dim, too bright? Is the service efficient or is it slow? How is the food presented? Are the waiters doing their job well? Do the customers look happy? Then as soon as I get home, no matter how late it is or how tired I am, I write down my impressions. I write pages and pages of notes.
You must be pretty well known on the restaurant circuit. Do you wear a disguise?
What, like a wig? No, I couldn't do that. Like I said, I've been working around the Washington area for some 13 years now, so inevitably I do sometimes get recognized. But by that time, it's too late for the management to call in another chef or change the serving staff.
Do people get upset if you give them a bad review?
Oh, yes. But the bad reviews are the most fun to write. Once, a restaurant owner called my editor and threatened to come in with a gun. I don't think he did in the end.
Who pays for your food?
The newspaper pays for the food. Nothing is accepted for free.
Have you had any particularly good or bad experiences that stand out in your memory?
There was the waitress who tripped and poured my son's dessert and a glass of wine in my lap. I wasn't too happy at the time, but I managed to see the funny side of it later. But there's one thing I really hate, and that's when the waiter keeps asking, "Is everything all right?" Good, experienced waiters never ask that. They don't need to, because they can tell if everything's all right just by looking at the customers' faces.
Have you met any rude waiters or waitresses?
I've experienced every kind of waiter and waitress, rude and moody, chatty and enthusiastic, and overfamiliar. The best waiters are those who are attentive but not intrusive. I can't stand those waiters who squat down beside you to take your order and then proceed to tell you their favorite items on the menu because they ate it on their vacation in Italy. This kind of invasion of your privacy is totally unacceptable.
What's the best meal you've ever eaten?
It was in Italy, in Umbria. I was traveling with my husband, and we stopped in a very rural place where we had the dinner I'll remember for the rest of my days. Olive oil, pressed from the restaurant's own trees. Lamb, with so much flavor that it defines what the meat should taste like. Wonderful bread, handmade pasta, local wines. It wasn't a formal restaurant, but I've never forgotten it, and I've never enjoyed a meal more.